Practical English.
Expressing anger.
So, Calvin, lie down on the couch, relax, and tell me what makes you angry.
Well, everything really.
Can you give me a few examples?
Well, it really gets up my nose when my neighbour listens to loud music late at night. And then there's my other neighbour. He's constantly coming round for a cup of sugar. It drives me nuts. And the postman really makes me angry because he never closes the gate. Also, I get really annoyed when...
Well, I think that's enough to start with. Why don't we...
Hang on a minute. Do you mind not interrupting? I get really cross when people interrupt. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. So anyway, my brother came over the other day with his whole family. Unannounced, of course. I could have wrung his neck. I had to drop everything to entertain him and his three stroppy kids.
Calm down, Calvin. We really need to find a way to work through this anger of yours.
But hang on a minute. What problem? Wouldn't it drive you nuts if your family turned up and expected to be fed and entertained?
Well, it would be a little bit annoying.
And then, to add insult to injury, he asked to borrow my car. They wanted to drive out to the beach. I said, I beg your pardon.
Oh, yes. My son does the same, or worse. He just takes the car without asking, and then doesn't top up the petrol.
Oh, that would really drive me up the wall.
And then there's my husband. He expects dinner on the table when I get home. When I walked in the door last night, the first thing he said was, I'm hungry. I went ape. And then, just this morning...
Look, calm down. I think you need to...
I beg your pardon. Who the hell do you think you are? I'm the anger expert here.
What are you talking about? I've got much more anger experience than you, and...
Oh, I am sorry. I see our time's up. Same time next week.
Perfect. What a great session. I really got a lot off my chest. See you.